There was no point in arguing, of course. I sat in despair while he went on. Once inside that room, you will be Prince Carl Gustav. That is a fact of paramount importance. From that moment, flesh man no longer exists. You understand? With you will be Detchard and the prince's physician, Ostrid, who is also privy to our plans. If at any moment you are in doubt, they will guide you. And when you set out next morning on your royal progress across the border into Strakens, you will find that among the dignitaries who will greet you will be both de Gutte and Starnberg. It has been arranged that they will join your train as gentlemen of honor. So you will not lack for friends, he added grimly. Now drink your brandy. I gulped it down. I needed it. At the back of my mind, I suppose there had still been some futile hope that I'd be able to slip out of this at the last moment. But Bismarck had squashed it flat. I was going to have to go through with it, with Rudy and de Gautier hovering alongside ready at the first false move to put a bullet into me, I didn't doubt. Why the hell, I asked myself for the thousandth time, had I ever come to this bloody country? The wedding will take place on the day after your arrival in the city of Strakens, Bismarck went on, for all the world as they'd been telling me the time of day. You have already received some instruction in the details of the ceremony, of course, and then all plain sailing, as you people say. He sat down and poured himself a glass of brandy from the decanter. He sipped at it while I sat mute, staring at my glass. Well, Mr. Fleshman, what have you to say? What the hell does it matter what I say? I burst out. I've no choice, damn you! To my amazement, he actually chuckled. He stretched his legs and twirled the stem of his glass between his fingers. None at all, says he, grinning. Fleshman, you should be glad. You will be making history. Aye, great history. Do you realize, I wonder, the magnitude of what we are doing? We are nailing a little hinge to a door, a great door which will open to reveal the destiny of a greater Germany. And you, a half-pay officer of no account, a pawn, even in your own country's affairs, you are going to make it possible? Can you imagine what it means?